Warning, Sweet Tarts is not responsible if any of its sweet and tart, exciting, delicious, unexpectedly bold combinations blow your mind. Bite into Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions at your own risk, as doing so may cause your brain to go. If this is not a desired outcome, then please go back to eating boring candy. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
This episode is sponsored by Indeed. Finding the people you need to help your business thrive doesn't have to be a second job. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So reclaim your time and find the people you need fast. Start hiring now at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone.
Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Dudio Gore. Tired of the usual run-of-the-mill recap podcasts hosted by people that should know better? Then take the leap and check out Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Coming soon, and let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which every episode of this show, we talk about an episode of Friends, and we're going to take on another episode. So let's go and meet my friends, the Friends. All right, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of this, and I am joined by engineer Pat. How are you?
Oh, it'd be better once this guy is out of our hair, but I'm okay.
We're almost done. We're getting close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's Jason, former engineer, current board technician.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, but you also should probably add in that I'm the acclaimed host of Don Strong's Taking the Leap with Jason Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's really kind of how I'm known these days.
You just did, so yeah. I don't have to do that.
Let's get to the show. Let's get to the show.
Great idea, Pat. Today's episode, this is the season finale for season two. Season 2, episode 24. This is the one with Barry and Mindy's wedding. This the teleplay was by Brown Mandel, and the stories by Ira Ungerleiter. And this one was directed by Michael Lembeck, and this aired on May 16th of 1996. And again, this is the one that they went out on season 2 with, and this episode, Joey has
it's a big one.
What's that?
It's a big episode.
It is a big one.
Yeah. And I also want to mention that TVCritic.org ranked this as the best episode of Friends ever produced.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hey, you know where I learned that factoid?
Where's that?
Oh, I searched it on Bing.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bing.
Searched it on Bing.
Like Chandler Bing.
Yeah, searched it on Bing.
Yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah. That's good.
That's great.
Is that good? Just use it there?
That's a good place to use
it. Yeah, I don't see where else you would.
All right, good. Yeah. We got it.
Yeah, no, it's very funny. Yeah. It's very funny.
All right, so we'll just
edit
here.
Yeah. Well, let's edit out let's edit anything out that makes it seem like we're discussing that you placed a joke.
Okay.
And we'll just make it sound like the joke was just part of the conversation.
Sure. Spontaneous and funny instead of... You know,
sure.
What it
shut
was.
Shut up.
So,
how about shut up?
Tom, do you mind if I need to make one adjustment here?
Uh huh.
I'm gonna turn on the compressor.
Okay.
And here it goes.
Rate the Friends. Rate the Friends. We're gonna rate the Friends. Pat Burns gonna go to jail, but we'll rate the Friends.
Rate the Friends.
Gonna rate the Friends.
This is the...
Can you stop it?
I can't. It's got to run its course.
Yeah! Let's rate the Friends!
All right.
Detroit jail, Pat!
That's my favorite part.
I'm not going to jail because it makes no sense.
Okay.
I mean, it's the kind of thing you don't get sent to jail for. It's
you're maniacal.
You'd get fined for. Like, that's... worst case, he would be... they'd slap a fine on Pat. That's worst case. And they're not going to do that.
All I know is when I was in Don Strong's office for lunch...
Oh, Don Strong.
He got lobsters for everyone. It was really good. Me and Torque... And one of the Sklars, we were just having... It was literally like an all-you-can-eat lobster buffet. But there were so many lawyers there. And Chris Barron, just with his hands in the air,
I can't, angry
and furious.
The lies, and I can't take... Honestly, I'm at the point where I can't take this show. If you're going to...
Here we go.
If Tom, if you're going to have him sit here and be here while I'm... trying to engineer a show that I'm actually and genuinely proud to be a part of and excited about, then I'm out. I think this is where I put it on you. It's either Jason goes, or I'm gonna go.
Sure.
Do you want to know where Pat learned that dramatic monologue? He found it on Bing.com.
All right, shut up. Just shut up.
Okay. Well,
just shut your stupid mouth. I'm just. Look.
Okay, this is what Pat, I agree with you completely. I appreciate everything you do with the show. I appreciate all of it. But there are also mitigating factors in terms of the equipment and trying to make sure everything runs correctly. And I have to have those things squared away so that the show can be done correctly from a technical standpoint. And I mean... That's just a part of reality with this show. It's just that certain things have to be sorted out and run correctly. And Jason is the guy who handles that stuff, and you handle so much of this other stuff. But he is taking care of something that needs to be taken care of.
My ridicule. Is that what's being taken care of? Because he has milked this, all right? He has milked this. I don't even know how many episodes that we've had to have him here, which I have argued every time he's left with you for minutes on end about what he's not doing. And that's fixing this stuff, which this barter was about. This whole thing was about him doing in the first place.
Man, with that much drama, you would have been a great background extra on Leap.
Shut up, all right? This is what I'll say.
Yeah.
My allegiance to this show from moment one of me stepping in the studio has been very clear.
Absolutely.
You've seen me evolve as not only an engineer but a producer, all right? Mm-hmm. My skill level has gone up.
That's true. This entire run.
Yeah, from crap to turd.
Would you just please shut up? I will hit you. I will actually physically hit you if you do not shut up and stop talking.
Don't threaten, please.
I don't care.
I didn't say anything. I didn't threaten him in any way.
You're being Jason, please stop needling him. Please.
My hand is on the knob.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's either Jason stays or I stay. And that is what I'll say. I'm gonna
I appreciate 100% I'm with you in terms of your contributions and your growth and all that stuff. But it's also just there is a reality to this board and the equipment and the putting this thing together that I can't do that alone. And we need someone to do that part of the thing. And it's not within my area of expertise and it's not completely within yours. And I wish that wasn't the case. I don't like the way he's talking to you, and I don't like the things he's saying. But I'm talking to Pat now. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I was just gonna say you blew it.
Who blew it?
Pat.
Now that Pat did not blow.
Of course, I'm not going to say you.
Just please finish.
You're in too deep with this podcast
before
already.
Before I hit you, please finish.
See,
okay, don't threaten. Don't talk and keep winding Pat up. And Pat, you can't threaten violence. Of this, is not a matter you have to get violent on. It just isn't.
Just say it. Just say it.
Say what?
whatever it is you're trying to say, just say it.
I'm saying it's both of you for the time being. Until this board is 100%, it's both of you. Oh, so that's... Okay.
All right. You're both assholes. Mm-hmm.
I think when I left, I said a-holes. Not that, that really makes a difference right now. It's kind of how these seasons end, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, look, I got to... This is not... Man, I saw today going so differently than it's going now, and...
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Warning, Sweet Tarts is not responsible if any of its sweet and tart, exciting, delicious, unexpectedly bold combinations blow your mind. Bite into Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions at your own risk, as doing so may cause your brain to go. If this is not a desired outcome, then please go back to eating boring candy. Sweet Tarts. Dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
I gotta say, I just like Pat. I can't. I didn't think you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't foresee you being the engineer for the show now. But I mean, well, it's like,
I mean, I'm gonna have to discuss that with Don. Uh-huh. I would love to do both.
Yeah,
I gotta hear.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hope that. I mean, you've done. At this point, you've done the lion's share of the episodes, and it's like, you know what it is, and even if it's not your favorite thing, I'm sure there's got to be a way we can work around the taking the leap schedule with things.
And then I have press appearances. I've got the Springsteen engagement, which just got extended. Thank you to Don Strong. Mm-hmm. I'm doing 6 weeks now.
Okay.
Introducing the boss.
Sure. Yeah.
But Tom, I mean, if I can clear this with Don.
All right. Well, hopefully.
I will be back in this chair gladly.
Okay.
Back in this chair.
But you're into it?
I'm into it.
Wait, okay.
Hold on a second. Hey, what's going on? Really? I knew you were going to do it. Oh, man. I knew you were going to do it. Okay. I'll pack my bags. Thank you, Don. Insane. So, Don Strong is launching a podcast network. It's going to be the most popular podcast network. And I'm now the flagship show. So, I guess I better get out of here. I got a lot to do. I got to fly out to LA.
Uh-huh.
Get my stuff ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
But what about coming back and helping with
the show? If I can do it, maybe. But I mean, I guess really what it comes down to is you probably should have stuck up for Pat a little.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that ship sailed.
Well, look, I guess I. If you're leaving, you're leaving.
Also, before I get going, Don wanted me to give you this.
Strong invoice. It's an invoice.
Yeah.
Wait, this is an invoice for what?
For the studio repair.
Uh-huh.
Also, for the bumper. My time, Electric Lady Land.
This invoice is crazy. $45,000 to rebuild the studio.
Yeah.
$95,000 for...
The bumper.
For the recording of that dumb bumper. that I didn't want that bumper.
You played it. You're legally a lot.
$40,000 for Electric Ladyland studio time. $45,000. You get $45,000 to do it, and the Spin Doctors get $10,000.
Yes.
$10,000.
Yeah.
And it said, okay, so it's $140,000. Payment terms, 3 days, no such thing as barter.
Who's that a quote from?
Oh, it's from Don Strong. Who do you think it's a quote? Who do you think it's okay. a quote from? Here, yeah. Yeah, take your invoice. Get out. Okay. Go. Take it.
Okay.
Get out. Oh, my God. So now I owe $140,000. I'm not paying that. I'm not paying for his bumper.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, I blew it. Yeah, so this one is Joey has an audition for a movie directed by Warren Beatty. I guess I got to do the show. It involves a part of him kissing another man, and Joey's trying to find someone to practice with because Warren Beatty said that the kiss he did in the rehearsal was not a good kiss. Rachel is going to be the maid of honor at Mindy's wedding to Barry, her former fiance who she broke up with. Mindy is her friend who's marrying Barry. Rachel's a bridesmaid in it and has to wear a hideous pink dress. And the wedding is painful for her. She finds out that Barry's parents told everyone she was insane from being afflicted with syphilis. She pulls it together and goes on, even though she's being made fun of by Barry and his best man up at the dais. Meanwhile, Chandler is talking to a woman on the internet who he's very interested in, and Phoebe speculates that it could be a guy or an old lady that he doesn't know. And then that woman who he's talking to, who he thinks is his soulmate online, turns out it's Janice. Monica and Richard talk about their future, and they realize they're in two different places when it comes to having kids, and they decide reluctantly that their relationship might not be able to go on because Monica wants kids, and Richard feels it's not something he wants to do at this point in his life. This is a classic episode. Rachel does make the wedding about herself, which I'm not crazy about, but it's something she tends to do when it comes to weddings. It's kind of a spot where Pat would laughed and then chimed in with something. The Monica Richard stuff is sad. Phoebe and Chandler are back at the apartment. That's a good combo. Rarely seen combo, Phoebe and Chandler together. She can give him the business that none of the others can, really. And having Janice back was nice. And Chandler kisses her. Chandler's moved that the two of them are on the same page. All right, let's do the different segments. I got to see if I can get this to go here. Let's see. Friends first. That's very quiet. I don't know. I don't even know how to boost it. This is the Friends last. I guess it's a last in a couple different reasons. It's the last episode. It's not the last episode of this podcast. It's the last episode of this season, and it's the last episode with Pat and Jason. And on the show, it's the last episode with the Rachel. Friends, fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
They're really quiet. The bumpers are really quiet now. In this episode, Mindy is played by Jana Marie Hupp. Previously, Mindy was played by Jennifer Grey. In the episode from season one, the one with the evil orthodontist. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Well, Phoebe says to, she's talking to Chandler. She says, what if the husband person is the wrong guy? Because Chandler finds out the person he's interested in is married. What if that's the wrong guy and you're the right guy? I mean, you don't get chances like this all the time. If you don't meet her now, you're going to be kicking yourself when you're 80, which is hard to do, and that's how you break a hip. Rank the episode. This is a classic, 9.5 out of 10. Rank the friends. Yeah, I'll do Pat's bumper for that. Monica, Rachel, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler, and Joey. Yeah, that's the end of season two of Meet My Friends, the Friends. It's the end of season two of Friends. We'll be back with season three, and I guess we'll figure out the engineer situation. I can say we are going to have James Michael Tyler on the show, who plays Gunther. I'm going to take a little bit of a trip to go talk to him. He's up upstate. That'll be fun. Oh, want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. It's Pat. There we go. Want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. Well, you know, I don't have to say. Look, he made his choice. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be. I don't know. I'm supposed to beg him to be. There's a reality. I'm trying to keep the show going and to get the board going. He couldn't do that stuff. He couldn't do it. He was the one that made the mess that ruined the board in the first place. Oh, man. You can't win. All right. Let's just end the show. Yeah. Try to get this to play here. Thanks everybody for listening to Meet My Friends. Oh, wow. Why is that loud? And the other ones were so quiet. So yeah, thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends. We'll be back with another episode soon. Season three coming soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Josh Cantor for the music. Thanks to engineer Pat and Jason for fixing the board, and thanks to you for listening, and we will be back soon. Bye.